Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 114. Visible translated text is as follows. 109 were washing right then. When we came out, we saw Mr. Frank at his desk in his office writing. Mr. White borned off from him. He did not look nervous or unusual. You can look down from the landing on the third floor and see whether anything is being put in or taken out of the elevator on the office floor. White and I on the fourth floor could have gone anywhere in the building that day. It was open to us. Cross-examination. We were working about 40 feet from the elevator. There were crocus sacks upon the floor where we were working. The first time Mr. Frank came upstairs was about 10 minutes to 1. At the coroner's inquest, I said I wasn't certain of the time. The second time he came up was about 3 o'clock. We had finished our work and were washing up and getting ready to go. I am not certain of the time he came up the first time. I think it was 10 minutes to 1. That's about the time Mrs. White left. He didn't say he was going right then. He said he wanted to go out. The wind was blowing strong that day and slapping the blinds backward and forward. There were no other noises inside the building. We stayed up on the fourth floor all day except one time when we went down about 11:15 to have Mr. Holloway put some pieces on the bandsaw. It was a mistake when I told at the coroner's inquest that I had not left the fourth floor at all that day. A person could have gone in the building and gone out and we not have known it. We were knocking and hammering all the time about midway of the building. It might have been a good deal of noise on the office floor, and we would not have known it. I said at the coroner's inquest that Mr. Frank had a habit of rubbing his hands together. We left Mr. Frank in the factory when we left there. I saw some spots Monday they said was blood. Manola McKnight, C., sworn for the defendant. I work for Mrs. Selig. I cook for her Mr. and Mrs. Frank. Live with Mr. and Mrs. Selig. His wife is Mrs. Selig's daughter. I cooked breakfast for the family on April 26th. Mr. Frank finished breakfast a little after 7 o'clock. Mr. Frank came to dinner about 20 minutes after 1 that day. That was not the dinner hour, but Mrs. Frank and Mrs. Selig were going off on the 2 o'clock car. They were already eating when Mr. Frank came in. My husband, Albert McKnight, wasn't in the kitchen that day between 1 and 2 o'clock at all. Standing in the kitchen door, you cannot see the mirror in the dining room. If you move up to the north end of the kitchen where you can see the mirror, you can't see the dining room table. My husband wasn't there all that day. Mr. Frank left that day sometime after 2 o'clock. I next saw him at 6:30 at supper. I left about 8 o'clock. Mr. Frank was still at home when I left. He took supper with the rest of the family. After this happened, the detectives came out and arrested me and took me to Mr. Dorsey's office, where Mr. Dorsey, my